This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have in this economy no shortage of indicators we can look at to give us some sense of how things are going. GDP, gross domestic product, also the unemployment rate, both of which, as we told you Friday, are doing pretty well. Personal savings rate is another one, and the Department of Commerce told us last week we are saving less now than we have at any time since 2007, which is, as you remember, I'm sure, before everything went south. Gina Smilak reports on the economy for Bloomberg. Gina, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Do me a favor, would you, first, and start us with a definition of savings rate?
So the one that I look at and the one that I think most people look at is the savings rate as a share of disposable income. So what we're really looking at here is how much of every dollar a consumer earns they're keeping.
Okay. And it is now down to points we haven't seen since like 2007. Why? I mean, is it literally we're just not putting money in the bank?
Yeah. So it's down to 2.6%, which is its third lowest on record. And what it looks like, if you sort of dig into the numbers, is that as consumers have continued to spend at sort of the same pace, mm-hmm. wage gains haven't been keeping pace. And so the end result of this is you get this mechanical step down in the savings rate.
Okay, but hang on a second, because we are told, and I have said on this radio program, I can't even tell you how many times, consumer spending is a huge part of this economy. So we have consumers spending, yay, but we have consumers not saving, boo. Help me out with that one.
Right. And so the reason that this would be a concern, because you're right, consumer spending is a huge part of the economy. It's roughly 70% of the economy. So the reason that we would worry about this is it looks like historically the savings rate can only fall to sort of a certain level before it just can't fall anymore. Mm-hmm. Consumers aren't willing to save any longer. And so this could be a real barrier for growth going forward if we see this trend continue.
Well, so are you talking just consumers stopping spending for some reason? They start feeling antsy about the economy?
Exactly. Or they just sort of start to reach budget constraints where they feel like they can't spend anymore. Because, you know, the thing to keep in mind is this is an aggregate throughout the whole economy. So what you're probably seeing is some lower income households or the people who are spending the most out of their savings are really going to be hitting their limits on how much money they have, how much credit they can extend, that sort of thing. And so that's a reason to worry about whether they can continue the kind of current pace of spending that's been really driving and fueling this expansion.
Is there a spending source that could come in behind any slowdown in consumer spending and backstop it, I guess, until consumers get their footing back?
Absolutely. So a lot of people have really been putting a lot of stock in business spending because,
right.
you know, what we really haven't seen in this expansion and recovery is a real influx of CapEx. And we're finally seeing we're finally seeing businesses starting to make business investments and productivity enhancing capital expenditures. But the problem is, like I said previously, consumers are 70% of the economy.
Yeah.
So even if you see an appreciable increase in business spending, it might not be enough to sort of take over the baton from the consumer.
Gina Smilak covers the economy and the Federal Reserve as well for Bloomberg. Gina, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.